The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Bet dedicates 10 Se'ifim to a situation that's not so common today, but I guess was very common in the olden days, where they didn't have bathrooms privately in their homes. They had to go out to the fields, and in order to be clean, they needed to obviously clean themselves after they finished their needs. And in the olden days, they would use, interestingly enough, these certain rocks that were suitable for this. Problem is, a rock is mukseh on Shabbat. And the halakha discusses exactly how you get around it. And ultimately, they say that even if the rocks are mukseh, but there's a nyan of kabod abiriyot, and great is the dignity of a human being, that it'll waive, you know, the isud of mukseh in this case. Again, not such a common practical application to this halakha, although from here we go into a side question. It's not a mukseh question, but today that we have Baruch Hashem private bathrooms, and we have, you know, other ways to hygienically clean ourselves, let's say paper. So all the poskim are clear that one should prepare cut paper from before Shabbat, or have a box of, let's say, you know, tissues that are pre-cut. That's from Acham Avadya, Acham Ben Sion, Menuchat Tehava. That's not an argument over here. The question is, in a case where you didn't prepare them from before Shabbat, interestingly enough, Acham Ben Sion and Oded Tzion Bet Perek Mem Se'iv Vav, he says if you didn't do it before, you don't have a way to cut that paper. Even with a shinui, he doesn't allow it. He says, what do you mean? But they allowed mukseh for kavod abiriyot, so we should allow cutting the paper in an abnormal way, which is also rabbinical, for kavod abiriyot. Ben Sion says, no. Mehatech, cutting, has a root in the Torah. Mukseh has no root from the Torah. So therefore, we didn't just allow any drabbanan for kavod abiriyot. We only allowed mukseh, but you cannot, learn from there to other things that have a root from the Torah. So he holds in that case over there, you know, a person would have to figure out a way to do it without cutting. Hacham Ovadia alav shalom in Yabia Omer has a different shita. Chalek tet or Achaim siman kufhet ot kufpehe argues on Hacham Ben Sion. He says it's not mehatech. Mehatech is only when you're interested in cutting it to a certain size. And it should be, you know, finished in a certain way. But here, the person just cuts randomly. Doesn't care how big it is, how small it is. And even those perforations, those are just to make it easy for him to cut. But it's not it should be a specific size or not. And therefore he holds that really from the law, there shouldn't be an issue in a case where he didn't cut them before Shabbat, to cut it even in a normal way. So long as he's not makpid to cut it at a certain size. So he just cuts it randomly, you know, whatever comes to his hand, that's what he has. Yalkut Yosef prefers that one should do it al yedesh shinui, and the Menuchat Tehava as well prefers that one should do it al yedesh shinui. How do you do it al yedesh shinui? Instead of cutting with his hand, he cuts it with his, you know, his elbow, his foot, his leg, his mouth, however he's going to do it, bederech shinui, and that will be the bottom line halakha. That although one should prepare these things from before, but if he didn't, there is room to be mekel to cut the paper al yedeh shinui. And if he didn't cut it al yedeh shinui, there are opinions already that would be lenient as well. But again, the chetachilah miyotov to do it in the proper way. One should do it al yedeh shinui if he didn't prepare them before Shabbat.